From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Texas, an effort is underway to protect pharmacists that refuse to fill prescriptions based on their personal beliefs. Around the country, more and more pharmacists have been refusing to dispense drugs based on their opposition to abortion. Most of the prescriptions are for emergency contraceptives and birth control. 10 states are looking to expand so-called conscience clauses. Janet Heimlich reports on the legislation that's been introduced in Texas.
About a year ago, a man walked into an Eckerd's pharmacy in Denton, Texas, outside of Dallas. He had a prescription for emergency contraceptives. He said it was for a woman who had been raped. One pharmacist didn't want to fill the prescription and then called upon the other pharmacist on duty, Jean Hare.
She brought the prescription over to me, and when I saw the prescription and I knew what it was for, I was just thinking to myself, this is the worst case scenario.
Hare says in the past, he'd decided he'd never dispense the morning after pill, as it's called, because he believes it can cause an abortion. Hare says he went in the back for a few minutes and prayed, but in the end, he kept to his earlier decision.
So I ended up calling the customer to the counter, and I told him, well, I asked him if he knew what the medication was for, and he said yes, and I said, well, I can't dispense this medication.
When Eckerd's found out about it, the company fired Hare and the other pharmacist. At the time, it had a policy that prevented pharmacists from denying prescriptions based on their personal beliefs. Now there's a bill in the Texas legislature that would protect pharmacists like Hare. Representative Frank Court from San Antonio is the bill's author.
I think many times pharmacists are put in a very difficult situation, and I think that they'd like to have a little bit more of a say if they have a conscious objection.
Court wants to expand Texas's conscience clause to include pharmacists. The current law already includes physicians, nurses, and other medical staff. Three other states, Mississippi, Arkansas, and South Dakota, have already done this. What seems to be at the heart of the debate is whether pharmacists do actually dispense medications that cause abortions. Anti-abortion activists say yes because they say pregnancy begins at conception and emergency contraceptives can affect a fertilized egg. However, the majority of the medical profession considers pregnancy to begin after an egg has attached itself to the uterus. Once this happens, emergency contraceptives have no effect.
Pharmacists today are not involved in any way in abortions.
Sarah Weed is director of public affairs for NARAL Pro Choice Texas. She points out that only doctors can give patients medications such as RU486 that cause abortion.
I think most Texans would find it offensive to think that pharmacists now are able to pick and choose their own beliefs as to what prescriptions are or aren't, what they do, what they don't, regardless of what a physician recommends and regardless of how medically a prescription is defined.
For patients needing emergency contraception, the situation can be dire. The drug must be taken within 72 hours of unprotected sex, but it's most effective if taken within 12 to 24 hours. Weed also worries that the Texas bill and those introduced around the country would allow pharmacists who don't believe in birth control to refuse those prescriptions, too. Jacqueline Payne, a spokesperson for Planned Parenthood Federation of America, agrees.
The refusal bills are much more about disregarding a patient's right to access lawful medication and trying to bring the abortion debate into the family planning arena.
Representative Frank Court says he does not intend for his bill to allow pharmacists to refuse birth control prescriptions. For Court, the bottom line is that pharmacists shouldn't have to dispense emergency contraceptives if they believe it leads to abortion.
If there's a prescription, and if someone wants to call that emergency contraceptive that terminates that life, then I would say that is not a good thing for to put pharmacists in a situation to prescribe that whether they want to or not.
Court says he wants his bill to require that pharmacists who refuse to fill such prescriptions refer patients to other pharmacists who will. But that still puts patients needing the morning after pill in a bind. In rural areas, there may be only one pharmacist. Abortion rights groups say no state currently requires pharmacists to make such referrals. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.